well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, joining you live from Hallelujah Acres tonight with the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you in here. We've got a great one for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to expect a great revelation tonight with the title of our message, Increase in Sin Brings the Time of the End. End time. You ever thought about it? You really actually believe it's getting close, Pastor Buddy? No. Well, what are you preaching on the end times for? Well, I'm going to show you some things that indicate that we may be approaching the beginning of the end. Now, that could be several years down the road, so I'm not trying to alarm you tonight at the end of time. However, if you alarm yourself, stir yourself up, stir up your pure mind. The Bible talks about be ye also ready, for you know not in what hour the Son of Man comes. Remember the scripture that I've quoted to you, you Bible listeners that have been studying with Pastor Buddy for quite some time, know that I subscribe to this, that Yahweh himself will bring about the end time through strong delusions. Now, I'll repeat that. Yahweh himself will send the end time generation of sinful, delusionary people, these quote-unquote Christians they think they've got it all figured out. I'm telling you, there's more deception in the Christian church than there is in a highway bar. And you say, well, my God, I never heard a preacher say that. Well, it's a fact that people in the bar that drink and commit adultery and do all of these things that are considered wrong as a sign of the end time, you'd expect it at a bar. You go to a church and you expect to hear the truth. You'll hear everything but. So end time delusions, who's sending these people of the last day, including some of the last day prophets? They're delusional themselves. They talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk. They don't even know when the Sabbath day is. They're all mixed up. They think it's on Saturday. Some think it's on Sunday. So we got delusionary end time signs. We're really getting into it now. Did you know the Bible says that in the end time generation that a new gospel, a gospel that ain't been preached before, is going to emerge onto the scene? A new name. You say, oh, no, boy, I ain't falling for that now. Bless God, I'm staying with Jesus. You can't fool me. I ain't going for no other name. Well, how do you say hallelujah in your exclamation, exuberant joy when you really get excited? You feel like exalting or praising? Has somebody sent you an end time delusion that you can't understand? That hallelujah is the name of the Creator. Always has been his name. The end time delusionaries, beginning 2,000 years ago, put the wrong name, and they did this deceitfully, deceptively, and that's part of the end times. We're going to preach on it tonight. I'm going to give you 20 reasons or more that we're living in the beginning of the last day. Now, it says, when you hear all these things that I'm fixing to tell you, that the end is not yet. So I want to get that up front. We got a ways to go, ladies and gentlemen. Satan, like a roaring lion, going about seeking whom he may devour, has got all these righteous people worshiping Jesus his way. Not Yahweh's way, but his way. In other words, he's sent them a message of deception approved by Yahweh himself. The Bible said that Yahweh himself will send these people a strong delusion before the end time comes. Now, according to the Bible, in the end times, you can expect widespread deception. Now, I want to ask you something. If you really knew of all of this deception that's being preached and the counterfeit miracles and these false prophets that are emerging today like foxes on the desert, each of these evils are contributing to an atmosphere that will deceive an untold number of people throughout the world who would kill you thinking that they're doing Jesus a service or God, because they think that God and Jesus is two different persons, and they preach that. So the anti-Messiah, or what we would know better, you Christians would know better, is Antichrist. In the Antichrist, these real inspired, the talk, never walk in the walk, false messiahs, or fire spreaders, I call it, they do signs and wonders and miracles that are nothing but counterfeit. It's all for show. Now, why would they do this? Well, it's real simple. Bible said that they would deceive the very elect. Now, if you don't pray, if you don't fast, if you don't stay close to the fire, and you can't be like Peter, warm yourself by another fire and deny Yahweh. You can't serve two masters. You will either love Yahweh or you'll love Jesus. They're not the same. Although, in a sense, they are the same. And I hope that you can trust and bear with me to explain that. Because Yahweh was, if you will, translated out of the Bible, and Jesus was translated into the Bible. Now, that's the switcheroo. Beware and expect widespread deception at me. I'm telling you. It could get the very elect. There's a lot of people sitting in these bell boxes who have been deceived with these counterfeit miracles and all of these good musicians and things that they do, these loud sound systems, this electronic miracle of people falling off the stage and taking off their braces and throwing away their walking canes, and these charlatans that are deceiving them are the ones sending them a strong delusion, and they want to perform for this God that they know as Jesus. They want to perform for him. To get a chance to be on television, man, they would walk a mile if it hurt them so bad that if the truth was known, they'd scream louder from the pain than they would from the joy of being healed. So, expect widespread deception. Paul tells us that those who become caught up in the Antichrist web of deceit will be guilty because they freely chose to enjoy evil while denying the truth. They'll cast your name out as evil for telling the truth, but they will flock. They will gather where there is widespread deception, counterfeit miracles, and the appearance of the false prophets who have transfigured themselves into ministers of light. each one of these evils will add to and or contribute to an atmosphere that will deceive untold millions of people. Many, it says, will be deceived. Few will be saved. I'm going to repeat that now because we're getting into the increasing of sin. The Bible says that sin is a transgression of Yahweh's law. Now, he said the end won't come except there come a falling away. A falling away from what? If you love me, keep my commandments. If you say you love me and won't keep them, you're a liar. And we're going to distribute the truth. And sign number one, false Bible teachers will become money hungry. They will be smooth speakers or smooth talkers. And many would follow through their deceptive ways according to the greatest prophet with the key. Now, this is the key prophet. I call him the key man. In the book of Mark 16 and 16. Thou art Peter. I'm going to give you the keys. Here you're going to build my kingdom. Well, what did they do to Peter when he started preaching the truth? Crucified him upside down. They shall hate you for the name. Now, you're going to be loved for a false name. This false name is being preached all over the earth. And these charismatic preachers of deception, counterfeit miracles, as they come on the scene, they're contributing to an atmosphere that would deceive many, and many will follow. And so these money-hungry, Brother Arnold calls them money-grubber preachers, they will be smooth talkers. And according to 2 Peter chapter 2, they would deceive many. Now, point number two. Homosexuality will be justified as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3. Now write that down. Point number 2. 2 Peter 2, 1 and through 3 is point number 1. 2 Timothy 3 and 3 is point number 2. Matthew 24 and 7, where we're going now, it tells us in verse 7 that earthquakes would be in different places around the earth on an increase. There is no time in recorded history that we are seeing as many earthquakes and famine and pestilence and false prophets. These are end-time signs, yet it's not the end because Christ said it's only the beginning of sorrow. Delusionary. Usionary. In other words, they're using you just like the falsehood of usury. We're not supposed to play usury. But we have a people that claim to be God's chosen people that are charging us usury, and they justify it by saying, oh, we're God's chosen people, and you all are Gentiles. So therefore, we charge you usury. And the poor dumb sheep, we're dumb. We fall for that. This is part of the deception that would be widespread with the counterfeit miracles and the appearance of the false prophets and the international bankers who are nothing but liars. So we have an increase in these things that we've talked here. And number four, what does it produce? I can tell you. use this word, write it down. The fourth sign would be stressful situations in the last days. Have you ever noticed the increase in stress? Everything's hurry, 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 worry, and worry. I mean, it's just like everything is a complicated stress. Example, you can't go to Sears and Roebuck without getting in an argument with a computer. If you buy something, you want to take it back. I mean, before you get done shopping, you're so damned angry and upset and stressed out that you hate the world. It is a stressful place, and according to 2 Timothy, in chapter 3, verse 1, that it would be stressful. It's evident that the time would be stressful. Now, you work hard all day, or you shop hard all day. Any way you cut it, you come home all stressed out. Okay, now, you're wanting to hear some good news. So you turn on the evening news. What do you hear? The fifth end time sign of the increase of sin would produce wars, and all wars that we have fought, that's been recorded in history, have been fought for the rich international usury bankers to enhance or to sell the hardware to kill you. And, of course, they collect on your death certificate and your birth certificate. They double up. It's incredible. You would have thought this. And so you're expecting good news around the news. And yet we've become so conditioned to accept, well, the Gulf has got millions of barrels of oil, but I don't see none, so evidently it's not there. Now, the new BP executive officer, a Southern boy, first day gets on the job and he said, well, BP's going to cut back its expenses of skimming oil because we can't find that. Now, wait a minute here. Just as soon as they get the oil cap, the oil well capped, the oil disappears. Really? When there's evidence that the oil is pouring up through the fissures and the ocean floor, they want you to think that they've got the problem solved. And yet, the marshes, I'm telling you, folks, we're going to have a disaster. You talk about a chain breaking in the ecosystem, we're going to have a monster of a problem on our hand, and by that time, BP is going to go into bankruptcy and merge with some other oil company, which is, well, they had this plan from the very beginning. Now then, it's a legal excuse for upping the price of oil and gouging you for more for your gasoline and what oil provides. Number six. Reason. With the increase of sin, listen to me well on this one, because it's very true. It marks Mark 12:29, so good. People will forsake the commandment, the one as a moral code. They will begin to cheat and lie and kill in the name of Christ. We've got to kill those evil Muslims. They're over here bombing the World Trade Center by hijacking these real, up-to-do modern 747 jets that takes pilots years to train, and these camel jockeys get in these big planes and fly them down the eye of a needle that not even a well-trained American pilot. They confess that they couldn't duplicate the feat, and so we know that these Arabs that got blamed for the 9-1-1 deal. All this was a scheme to give the big oil companies an excuse through the president, who is nothing but a pawn in the New World Order hands, so they can justify going over and taking over countries to get their wealth. We're in Afghanistan for the, we're only over there for the poppy fields. All we're over there doing is guarding and making sure that the pharmaceutical companies of big business reap the heroin out of the poppy fields so that they can increase those who are dependent now on drugs around the world, and the pharmaceutical companies are laughing all the way to the bank with the big oil companies and the major defense contractors and things of this nature. People will forsake Yahweh and turn cold. The love of many will wax cold. Matthew 24:12. They will forsake the commandments, still appearing that they love Yahweh, saying and doing not, becoming hypocrites by stealing, that's a mission of the devil, killing, a mission of the devil, and lying, mission of the devil, destroying our Bill of Rights, destroying our Constitution, destroying everything that we've held sacred right under our nose, and not one Christian is able to forbid them from destroying our Christian faith. Now a Muslim can come to America, demand a foot bath in a hotel or a public building, and get it done by our government when we can't even post the Ten Commandments in the hall of a courtroom or a public building, or we can't even recite the Ten Commandments in a school. Where is the love and the moral code? This nation was built on righteousness. But sin will destroy a nation, and so then I am saying that the end is getting near because sin is increasing and abounding. Sin shall abound, and the love of many will wax cold. End time delusions. That's what we're in. People will forsake Yahweh and run in the way of Baal. That's what brought disaster to Israel. You say, yeah, but we're not Israel, Pastor Buddy. We're just a miracle. You know, I just wish I had time to really tell you who Israel really is and where they're at. No wonder the people are so deceived. They think it's over here in the sandbox in the Middle East. That's God's people over there. And these are the people of promoting evil, killing. Oh, well, they're an ally of the United States of America. We can't desert. Now, these false prophets, these end-time delusionists, are putting the hood of deception over our eyes that we can't really see who that is over there as opposed to who we think they are. This is a trick of the devil. And boy, he's doing it well. Number 7. There will be a cold, ruthless, godless, religious system that the churches who claim to be Christians will adopt through the 501(c), the United Churches of the New World Order, and become legal representatives of a one-world religion where we love everybody. A system that denies nobody, accepts everybody, and disregards the Bible and its teachings to keep yourself pure and unspotted from the world and love Him and keep His commandments. Oh, you don't have to preach against these things that the Bible preaches. Things have changed, Pastor Buddy. You're just one of these old-fashioned preachers that's always harping, wanting to go back under the law. We're not under the law, glory to God. Boy, wouldn't this nation prosper? Wouldn't the righteousness of Yahweh and His law exalt a nation? And sin, and the abundance of sin, the increase of sin, would bring about to end time the situation that we're living in. It's a cold religious system that now we meet in church down on First Main with the first bow or the second prez or whatever. And we go through a cold motion. Welcome in here every day. Welcome in here, everybody. You're all welcome. You're all God's chosen people. Get right on in here. God loves you. And so then, we drop the biblical teachings of the Bible. Yahweh Himself established that there's only one people in the earth that are called by His name, that are His people, and He's jealous over them with a godly jealousy. Now, you say, oh, God can't be jealous. You're going to find out on the day of the judgment. You that promote your lack of morals, your disregard, total disregard of the examples of how the people of old were destroyed. Don't you know? Don't you understand? Can't you hear the gospel tonight talking to you that the law was a schoolmaster to teach us the right way? Now we got the slur of the end time delusions, the miracle workers, the counterfeit miracles, and these false prophets that have signed on to a 501(c)(3) say, oh yeah, it's all right. We can't. We got to keep church and state separate. Well, why is it that they're joined to state to become a state church when Yahweh was looking for His church? They have dropped Yahweh's teachings and examples of the schoolmaster. I can read you many places where the moral degenerate decay brought about a quick casting out of His sight by Yahweh of the people that was Israel that were fooled by a system that broke His laws, would not keep His Sabbaths, would not tell the truth, would become liars, perverters, race mixers, and all of these horrible things that the Bible is against, and substitute fantasy, false miracles, deception, and widespread delusion. If you don't think Yahweh meant what He said in the Old Testament, to keep yourself pure and unspotted, not to have sexual relations with those outside the family of Yahweh? Do you think that a daughter of Yahweh should commit her body, her sanctified body, mind and soul, over to an atheist? Or over to someone of a opposite blood and mix the blood together and create a hybrid? I don't think so. But men, number 8, men will substitute in place of truth, a lie, to tickle your ears, to make you think that God loves everybody and God wants unity. God wants you to stand for the truth. If it brings war, so be it. He's a God of war. He's a man of war. My, my. Hallelujah. When men would substitute their fantasies and create lies, did you know it's more popular to teach that there's a Santa Claus than it is to teach against it? I want to repeat that for you heathen Christians who participate and substitute just like 2 Timothy 4 and 4 says they would. This delusionary Christian doctrine is nothing but paganism, rotten to its core. It'll never stand the test of truth that Christmas is at the time of the birth of the Savior who is lost behind the myth of Santa Claus. They don't care about the Savior. It's just an excuse to go and worship Santa. Just change a word around there and you got Satan looking you right in the face with his claws in you, with your tradition. Full well, you reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep your own tradition.
Well, I believe in Easter, bunny eggs and rabbits, chocolate bunnies. What's wrong with that, Pastor Buddy? You're just an old grump. You're a Scrooge. You're against Christmas and the children getting little pleasant.
Well, you see these Christian churches? Oh, we need to take up some love offerings to send to our brothers in Africa.
We've got missionary work going on over there, and God, we're saving Africa.
And they'll come on with a little starving baby, a little baby that in the arms of the missionary, and it's crying because it ain't got no food. Did you know that the reality is that these Christian beggars, they're nothing but legal beggars. Just like doctors are legal dispensers of habit-forming drugs. These legal people, listen to me well, ladies and gentlemen, Easter eggs has replaced, this is the God of fertility, the goddess worship, coming now, creeping in to the seem right way of 2 Timothy 4 and 4. Christmas has replaced, Santa Claus has replaced the whole truth. And there's a lot of lie in where he was born. I don't want to get in that, it's a whole other message. But the deception is so fervent that people are so deceived that they would kill you. A lot of people don't like me because of the message I preach, but that ain't no going to keep me from not preaching it. Because I am against everything that Yahweh's word is against. I'm not for all of Yahweh's word. You say, oh my heavens above. You admit you're not for all of Yahweh's word? That's right. I'm not for all of it. Man, I can't receive it. There's some things in Yahweh's word I can't live up to. I'm scarcely saved. And serving Santa Claus and hiding Easter eggs is certainly not one of the truths of the Bible. It's a lie, and people will compromise with a lie before they'll let a preacher like me preach it. Oh, you just bring so much confusion to us. We just all like to get along. You know, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's going to happen on the day of judgment. of the end time, and what's bringing it about is the increase. If you don't preach against something, you support it. If you won't stand against it, you'll fall for it. Oh, it's okay. Every man for his own self now. Glory to God. So then, you're saying that Sodom and Gomorrah was okay, and the angels need to apologize to this generation for destroying Sodom and Gomorrah? Ew! The judgment of the last day is not swift against these evildoers. Yahweh and his angels will have to apologize to those people back in Sodom and Gomorrah. Number 9. Deadly. Deadly diseases would be prevalent according to Matthew 24:7, and the worldwide increase in drug abuse. I mean, we're having drug wars. And the Mexicans say, hey, it's not our fault. It's you addicted Americans that want our drugs that makes it so lucrative that we have formed a drug army to combat. The United States government cannot even legally send a border patrol agent down and shoot a drug dealer on the border. You can't do it. I mean, we had some of our guards to try to enforce the laws of what they thought was right, and they went to jail for it. Deadly diseases, rampant, STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, liberal, sex in the street, sex in the park, crossbreeding, condom? What do you mean condom? Man, they've got penicillin to knock out what I get. I can't refuse it when it's offered to me. I got to go ahead. I don't have a condom with me. I don't have a clean needle. I got to shoot up, Pastor Buddy. Rampant increase of sin in the last days is the strongest indication that we're fixing to be in for judgment. This is only the beginning of the sorrow. Oh, it's sweet right now. Everybody's eating and drinking and being merry, and the government is suppressing the truth of the message of fire and brimstone, condoning, as they did in Sodom and Gomorrah, as they did in the days of Noah, when they wiped out the prophets of truth, killed them, mistreated them, ran them out of the country, and loved the perverters of truth. Loved the liars. When you love sin, you invite destruction. When you love sin, or when you condone sin, or where you like to sit and, well, it's not me, I'm not doing it, but you still love to see all of the pervertedness that's going on. Turns you on. See, we got a nature of a carnal side that this allures to the flesh. The stronger the flesh is, the more you will support sin or condone it or make an excuse for it. The fact that Yahweh brought the flood and that they would deny the reason in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. So that they can go on with their foolishness, just like it was in the days of Noah, when these ungodly, unrighteous race mixers, the whole flood was about race mixing. Number 11 that I'm going to mention is the institution of marriage will become forsaken by many, according to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3. Number 12, there would be an increase in famine.
Feed the hungry.
And now, feed the hungry are having to feed the American hungry. It's the Americans now that are standing in line. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Yeah, you asked for change through Obama. You voted in the changer, and you got exchanged and ripped from stem to stern with the loss of jobs, with the increase of government intrusion into your life. You asked for it. Number 13, we would have major increases of the people going to quick fixes in food. The food chain had been altered drastically with them getting into the DNA of the plant, altering it, substituting things that are more harmful than good simply because it was cheap to produce and to make and to box it and package it and put it on the market to make you slender and slim and you more sexy. We got more women dyeing their hair, sitting in a hair dyeing parlor. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, personal hygiene, well, it's all right for a woman to look good, but does she have, I mean, what's wrong with a gray hair? Doesn't the Bible describe it as the honor of those who get them? Well, I tell people I've gained every one I've got, what few have got left, all of them gray. You know why? I don't put no color back, as we call it down here in the South. Now, number 14 is that when they cry for peace, well, we've got these pumped up jelly bellies, not kneed and no spine. We send our soldiers around the world to police our ideal when we don't even know what our ideals are at home. Except we've got a bumbling, idiotic Congress and Senate that is hell-bent on destroying us through debt and usury obligations to the international concern. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3, that they would cry for peace, and when they say peace and safety, then cometh certain destruction. Jerusalem, number 15, Jerusalem would become a burdensome stone wrapped around the neck of those that's trying to bring that peace. There is no peace to the wicked, the Bible says. Jerusalem would be at the center of international turmoil, according to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3. Right here, we are right in the greatest time of trouble that Jerusalem has ever known. Now, what about that city? It's a city that's revered by three world religions. Judaism, Mohammedism, and Christianity. Three religions that's described in the Bible not as religion of righteousness or religion of truth, but religion of three unclean spirits. And I hate to tell you, most people would agree with me with the Muslim teaching. The Muslim teaching is probably closer than a lot of other teachings that I know of. And the other two mentioned are Christianity and Judaism. If the Jews was to tell you the real truth about what they believe, they'd read you the Talmud. But they don't want you to know what they think about your religion, Christians. Because it ain't too good. I'm going to clue you in. I'm going to repeat it. Now, the Muslims know this. They're somewhere in between. But Judaism has got nothing but bad things to say about Christianity. Christianity, on the other hand, 98% support the Jews because they believe that they're God's chosen people. Man, what deception. End time deception. Is that what the Bible says? With abound? When sin abounds, much sin abounds. Then you look out because Yahweh said, except there come a falling away. A falling away from what? The truth. Our forefathers used to stand for something at least. Now we won't stand for nothing. Number 16, knowledge would increase. Daniel 12 and 4. I've taught on this before. Knowledge would increase. What kind of knowledge? To do good? No, to do evil. Except there come a falling away. That's to do evil. Knowledge of evil, not to do good, but the knowledge of evil, falling away. Falling away from what? The truth. Number 17, there will be an abundance of hypocrites within the religious world system, according to Matthew 13, 25 through 30. Man, I love to preach on that tonight because that is one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible, Matthew 13. That would be, number 18, there would be an increase of religious cults and false teachers according to Matthew 24, reading 11 through 24. An increase of religious cults and false teachers. Number 19, the future would seem very fearful to many. Luke 21, 26. Humanity would become materialistic. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4. There would be many involved in running to and fro. Daniel 12, 4. Number 22, the gospel would be preached as a warning to all nations. Now, the gospel has been preached for the last 2,000 years to many people. But it says, this gospel. Now, what gospel was he talking about? The gospel of false cults? Santa Claus? Christmas? Easter bunnies? Halloween? The merchants and the Christian churches are waxing rich through tradition, but when truth comes by a truth preacher, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Which is number 23. Matthew 10:22. Thus the Messiah said, Christians, real Christians, real believers, real truthers, not real traditionalists, but real men and women that'll stand for something. I got a letter today from a brother that lives down in Florida. He was telling me about the impact of the Sabbath now beginning to, you know, we grow in stages. And this man is a good man. I've known him for quite a while. Matter of fact, I baptized him. But he was telling me that the Sabbath is now meaning more to him than ever. And my heart just leaped. Praise Yahweh. That we finally come to an understanding on how to keep His commandments. Look for signs in the sun and the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's heart fell in them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming, which are coming, which are coming upon the earth. The powers of heaven shall be shaken. Luke 21, verse 25. Number 25, I've got one more to go. Youth would become rebellious. Men will become lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, in 2 Timothy 3 and 2, and men would mock in the last days the preaching message that I have just preached. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. They lust, they love evil, slow to do good, and they'll perish in the gainsaying of glory. I got to get off here. You're listening, Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Talk. I'm honored to have this time with you tonight. May Yahweh richly bless you. May He keep you. Sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul, and all of those who hold Pastor Buddy's hands up to preach a message like this. I know it's not popular. I know I've not made many friends, but I know one thing. I know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Now, to you around the world, if you'd like to write me tonight, write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live around the world on WWRB 3.185. Just call me. Here tonight at Hallelujah Acres. I'll talk with you. 1-423-338-1972. That's 423-338-1972. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world. Sponsoring by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central. I'll see you then. Yahweh bless you.